Triple J like a version.
I was like, if I ever get the call to do like a version, I know what I would do.
Songwriting for me, it always comes from my surroundings and what's happening. It comes from the heart.
Guys, just play. Just rock out. That's what we're good at.
I like to be different, though. I like to stand out.
A bit sexy, a bit playful.
Triple J's
like a version.
Joining us in the Like a Version studio for the very first time, Chloe Pache. Good morning. How are you feeling?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's so good to have you here.
Thanks for having
Super
me.
Super exciting.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
First time ever.
I know. Tell me about it. Like all the emotions.
Who's more excited, us or you? We do not know. It rules to have you with us. And obviously I'm excited for the cover that you're going to give us this morning. But you're obviously no stranger to a cover. You recently posted this video of you at 5 years old. Yeah, this was on your TikTok, believe it or not.
Oh, my God. Oh, true. It would be, hey.
Yeah.
That is you, yeah, literally 5 years old, covering, of course, Avril Lavigne's Complicated.
What
yeah.
a great choice. At five, you
yeah,
know,
I know. We play that live now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun.
I found that video and we're like, oh, we've got to do it. So, yeah, we play that at a lot of shows nowadays.
So you've been practicing that for 15
yeah,
years
literally.
Or something. Wow.
Yes.
So you got into this young. You've always known that this is what you wanted to do. Well, how did you end up on that stage at five?
Oh, I couldn't tell you what that was. It was probably some sort of, I don't know. I think I started doing, like my dad put me in singing lessons because I really wanted to do them.
Mm-hmm.
I've got no idea. I just found it and I was like, what is this?
Yes. Yeah. And were your family very creative growing up? Like, did they encourage you to go into the arts?
Yeah. I mean, my dad and both my parents like played instruments. My mom played the drums and my dad plays the guitar, but both like just as hobby.
Yeah.
I think they wanted me to also like, you know, it's good for your brain and like,
yes.
and it's fun. So I started doing that. I don't think they thought I was going to try and make a career out of it. Yeah.
Were they pretty supportive once that was the path you were going down? So that was a hobby for them, but they were on board with it?
Oh, 100%. I think my dad's like living vicariously through me, which is great.
How do you mean? Does he want you to film like POV videos from the stage?
No, he's just like, he just wants to know all the details about everything and like all any video that's taken of any kind of like music event that I'm a part of or like literally anything.
Oh, and that's so
nice. It's very sweet. They're very supportive. Sweet. Yeah.
He'll be listening right now, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Dad.
And your band, you guys have been playing together since high school.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Well, we were in like a commercial ensemble in high school. Mm-hmm. They were good friends of mine. So when I was like, okay, we're going to start playing live shows, who better to ask? And they were very excited to join me. So
jump on board.
Yeah, it's really great. It makes touring so fun and like, I don't know. I feel like the main positive thing for me about, I mean, apart from the fact that I love them and they're my friends, is I can comfortably get angry at them.
Yes. Yeah. You can. They're like you're comfortable around.
Oh
them.
Yeah. They can do that right back to me. So yeah, when it's like frustrating and on tour, I don't have to bite my tongue. I'm just like,
that's good.
Let's go.
Yeah, that is good. You have this like comfortable space all around you. And I'm sure it helps on stage. Like, you know, a lot of your songs are written very vulnerable, very bit of an open book, and it must make that easier, right? Having these close people around you.
100%. Mm. Very much so.
Yeah, it's so cool. I want to ask more about that because you have a tattoo, is this right? That says bad with words.
I do.
Surely you can't be bad with words. Like, you're literally a musician and a writer. Is that something you feel about yourself? Or do you think it's something that maybe a skill that has grown through making music and expressing yourself?
You know, what's interesting, I do think I'm very bad at explaining things when I'm not writing songs. Like, obviously, like when I'm writing a song, I can edit what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? When I'm like, for right now, for example, I'm like, Chloe, what are you saying? Process, you know,
you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Get the tattoo removed immediately in studio.
No, I actually, so we have an EP called Bad with Words,
yes.
And we named it that. And then Charlie, my manager, was like, we were trying to think of what we should put as a cover art. And he jokingly was like, oh, would you get a tattoo and like make that? And I was like, yeah. And I just came back. I think it was like the next week. And I was like, hey, I got it. Let's take the photo.
And that is literally the photo that's the cover of it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Cool.
We had a tattoo artist come and pretend that he was doing it and then took a photo and like made it look like I was getting it done at yeah.
That's cool.
Kind of a dangerous precedent to set though, because I picture like a long career. You might have 50 years of music career ahead of you. God knows how many albums or releases.
You're gonna be covered.
You have a lifetime worth of music tattooed all over you.
No, literally. I think that might be the only tattoo cover I do.
You got to draw the line somewhere.
I do. I really do.
We have Chloe Pache with us for Like a Virgin. We'll get the cover in a little while. Let's get to an original right now. What are we about to hear?
We're going to do Changing Shapes.
Yes.
Oh my God. I love this song. It's been huge on the Triple J airwaves. Yeah. Always gets a big response on the text line.
You.
Can't wait to hear this version of it in the Like a Virgin studio. So whenever you're ready, it's Chloe Pache, Changing Shapes. Take it away.
Thank you.
Changing Shapes live in the Like a Virgin studio. That was your first original. That was so good to play in the Like a Virgin studio. How do you feel?
Oh, so good. This is great. This is definitely like one of the coolest things, if not the coolest thing that we've ever done so far.
Well, you're a flatterer. You're too kind.
This seriously. This is, crazy, crazy for us.
So sweet to have you with us and so sweet to hear that song. Like, I've been pumping it so much the last month or so.
Oh, yay.
And I love the visuals for it as well. Is that filmed at your local dog park?
Yes.
Yes. It was a good park. I was like, have I seen this park?
No. We were filming it. I was like, oh my God, my neighbors are going to be looking at me. It was so embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's so cool. I love all the craft in it as well. All these homemade, handmade sets and stuff. Did you make all that?
I did. I bought some cardboard. I bought some spray paint and I sat down and watched TV and cut some shapes out.
Yes. For afternoon, so nice.
Yeah, literally.
What became of it? Is that just around your house now?
Oh, well, we did a pop-up in Sydney for the release of Changing Shapes and we kind of hung the shapes everywhere and then people took them home.
Oh, that's so sick. So
they're all over the place.
They're in the hands of fans right now.
Yes, they are.
Oh, that's such a lovely touch.
Going to be sold for millions of dollars.
Chloe Pache is with us for the Leica version. We just heard her original Changing Shapes. We'll get the cover in a little bit. We can give you this clue. So get some guesses coming in on 0439757555. This is what we'll say about the song she's covering. It is a banger, but it also has like a political message. It's surface level, so fun, such a red hot track, but has a bit of a deeper thing going on as well. So 0439757555, what is Chloe Pache going to be covering? Get your guesses in and we'll be back with her right after this.
Triple J like a version. I was like, if I ever get the call to do like a version, I know what I will do.
Songwriting for me, it always comes from my surroundings and what's happening. It comes from the heart.
Guys, just play. Just rock out. That's what we're good at.
I like to be different, though. I like to stand out.
A bit sexy, a bit playful.
Triple J's
like a version.
We're back with Luca and Frankie on Triple J Breakfast this morning, and we have Chloe Pache in the studio today. We've done the original. The cover is on the way. Very exciting. This has been a huge year for you so far. Your EP Split Ends came out in March. You've opened for Alexia, Amy Shark, Jeremy Zucker, doing the Leica version, Beyond the Valley. Your life has changed a lot over the last 12 months.
Yeah, it really has.
Been a bit of a whirlwind. How is it?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, I'm very much of the mind right now that I'm like, you know, appreciate every little step that you're making. But we've been looking back recently on the last year. It's just been nuts. So
has it gone quickly or does it feel a bit dragged along? Or
this year has gone so fast. Quickly. Yeah. I feel like also because I kind of look at the year like broken up in sections of like what tour or what event happened, you know, and it's like, whoa, how did that disappear so quickly? Yeah.
Yeah. You're always just like pushing through one thing. And
yeah. And then all of a sudden it's been 2 months.
Yeah. This next bit.
Yeah.
Has it been a crazy highlight so far?
Oh, I'm not going to lie. This will probably be, this is something that I didn't think we were going to be doing for a while. Oh. So I'm
so happy to hear that.
Yeah.
That's super fun.
That's so cool. That's so crazy. How good are you? Like you say, because it comes towards the end of the year, it feels like a time to reflect and naturally go, what has the last 12 months been like? What do you like with doing that along the way? Because if it's happening in these little segments, are you journaling? Are you doing a gratitude thing?
I'm really bad at, I'm constantly chasing something. So I think it's like a new thing for me where I'm like, no, Chloe, like, it's fine. You're actually doing a lot of stuff and you should appreciate that and like look back and be grateful and, you know, whatever. And it's very easy for me to get caught up in my head. So it's so easy to be like, okay, that's done now. And like, you don't think about it.
Yes.
You know, so, and you're like, okay, what's next? What's next? Keep going, keep going.
Yeah. This is, I feel like, a perfect segue for something I had to ask you about where it's like dreams coming true, but also this is a nightmare. I saw you recently open for Jeremy Zucker and it was a bit of a wild day, the day of the show. People who didn't see your TikTok, tell people about that day.
Oh, wow. I mean, we only did two shows, so it was like one weekend, but so much happened in that weekend. We started off by getting a train to Melbourne, which...
From Sydney.
From Sydney.
What's that, 11, was, 12 hours?
Yeah, it was like 12 and a half hours.
Wow.
We did it for... We were like, oh, this is a great idea. The boys had convinced me that it was going to be so good. I was kind of... I'm not going to lie. I was kind of iffy about it from the get-go.
Okay, fair.
And the guys were like, no, it's going to be so much fun. Like, we can play cards, like, and, you know, have a drink and just...
We can
like,
play cards for 12 hours. It's going to be amazing. And you're never going to get off the train.
Yeah, no. We got on and the vibes were just like, oh, what have we done?
Did this train have, like, the beds or the, like...
Well, yeah, so we tried to... Originally, the plan was that we were going to get in the sleeper cabin. But they were sold out. Yeah.
I'm convinced that they don't even exist. Anytime I've caught the overnight train, they're always sold out and you have to sit in the regular seat.
Well, we, like, snuck in to, like, the carriage that has the sleeper... Because we were like, oh, we want to have a look. And we got yelled at.
No way.
Yeah, this lady, she was so rude, man. She, like, came up to us, she was like, what are you doing? This is first class. And we were like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Get rid of those guitars. Yeah. We're throwing that bass guitar at the back.
Yeah, no. She was not happy that we were in there. So, and then we had major issues with our accommodation. We ended up having to wait on this. Like, it ended up being about 5 hours of sitting on the side of a street. And we couldn't really go anywhere because we had, like, 15 pieces of gear.
Oh, my God.
And, like, it was... And we were tired, so we were like, we don't want to go anywhere. We just want to shower. We've slept on a train, you know. Yeah, and then we were like, okay, we got to be at the venue now. And we were about to play at the Forum. And mind you, like, I'm, like, semi-nervous because I'm about to play the four. Yeah. I've never done that before. So I'm trying to keep it together. It actually ended up being fine. I just didn't get to shower before I played my set. But we ended up having a place to sleep. It was all good.
Man.
But yeah, it was a pretty hectic day. Yeah. Everyone was like on edge and ready to throw hands at each other.
Yeah, good to have those people that you're very, very comfortable with in those situations. Actually, yeah, it sort of makes sense that about 20 minutes ago you told us, oh yeah, it's good, I feel comfortable getting angry at these people. Based on a recent experience.
Yeah, maybe. Nah.
So you're playing BTV over New Year's, which is so fun. You've got a great lineup at Dom Dollar, Kid Cudi, Addison Rae, Spacey Jane. It is a New Year's festival. Do you have any resolutions already brewing?
I haven't actually thought about that yet.
No more trains.
No more trains.
We do have Chloe Pache with us. We got the original. It was incredible. The cover is coming, I mean, now, pretty much. Time to reveal. We gave the clue that it's a banger with a bit of a political background as well. What are you about to cover?
We are doing My People by The Presets.
Yes.
Such a good song. Why this song? Why did you pick this?
Oh, man. This was a really hard decision for me. I've been thinking about Like a Virgin for years and what I would do. Obviously, it's Oz Music Month, so choosing an Australian artist. Honestly, I wanted to do something really interesting and something that's like an iconic song.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
It rules. So excited for this sort of mashup of genre as well, like a dance classic, and you're bringing your sort of indie pop take to it. Let's get it. In the Like a Virgin studio, this is Chloe Pache covering The Presets, My People. Whenever you're ready, it's all yours. way to start your Friday, and what a way to wrap up Oz Music Month in the Like A Virgin studio. That was Chloe Parche covering the presets, My People. Dude, the vocals, your vocals, the group sort of chorus, the guitar solo in the middle as well. Unreal. How did it feel?
Yay, thank you. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I hope we did it justice, but it was so much fun.
I really did not know what to expect, but it was not what I was expecting, but better than anything I could have imagined, I think. It was really, really cool. Yeah. I love it so much. You do have festivals over the summer, as we said before, but what else is happening for the rest of the year and 2026?
Well, hopefully more tours next year, obviously. Mm. Yeah, playing heaps of shows. There's definitely going to be new music. We are just like constantly trying to release. So
yeah,
just onwards, upwards, I don't know, just trying to make little steps.
More of the same, just more killing it. I can't wait to see what the future holds, man. Feels like you're in such a good sort of step and stride at the moment. The Like A Virgin's done, these big singles are coming out, BTV, it's only going to get bigger and better. Thanks so much for hanging with us this morning.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
There we go, Chloe Parche nailing her very first Like A Virgin. You are with Luca and Frankie on Triple J Breakfast. Stick around and we'll let you know who's doing Like A Virgin next week.